program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You're listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition.
We live in Georgia, as if you didn't know that, and we live up the road a bit from the ATL and one of the largest counties in the United States, one of the most populous counties, and we've decided to take a great leap backwards in Cobb County, where we're now going to teach fairy tales in public school.
Really?
Really. There's going to be a whole unit on the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and God.
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
It's so indistinct. It's like naming the planet Earth.
No, I don't know that either.
We really shouldn't say God, because it's not God. It's that crazy old Jehovah.
You know who Rastafarian dentists worship?
Who do Rastafarian dentists worship?
Jah.
And now, a reading from a holy text, a holy learned text, Biology for Christian Schools, second edition, teacher's edition, book one, published by Bob Jones University Press, written by William S. Pinkston.
I believe it because I've been told it, and if I've been told it, it must be true. God created me, and God created you.
What does the Bible actually have to say about creation and the history of living things? Some Christians seem to know more about what the Bible does not say on the subject than what it does say. Many Christians say they are anti-evolution and pro-Bible. They are willing to say the Bible is right without knowing what right truly is. They have no understanding of how the rightness of the Bible affects them. The first step in taking any position is to know what the Bible says and then to apply it to modern situations, don't you know? For many students, this will be their first look at the evolution-creation controversy in anything other than an anti-evolution framework. The students will learn what the Bible says regarding creation in more depth than a typical Sunday school presentation of Adam and Eve. Creation is in itself scientifically unexplainable. Knowing why or how God created things the way he did is not only beyond the scope of science, for it cannot be observed, but also beyond the comprehension of human minds.
Some Christians interpret the 7 days in Genesis 1 as 7 ages. This interpretation is sometimes called the long day theory. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day, is often cited as support for the long day theory. This passage, however, simply teaches that God is eternal and timeless. Most people who hold the long day theory are attempting to put enough time in the Genesis account of creation for evolution to take place. This is an attempt to prove that God directed or permitted the evolution of the universe rather than actually created it as he did. If God says he created the world in 6 days, and man refuses to believe it, then man is calling God a liar.
Some Bible-believing Christians believe in the long day theory. It does not directly contradict scripture, but a person who believes in the long day theory for the purpose of appearing more scientific is a theistic evolutionist, and his motive is unacceptable. Other Christians believe that the days in Genesis 1 are 24-hour periods. This belief is the short day theory. The short day theory is supported by the phrase the evening and the morning, repeated often in Genesis, and by the fact that the sequence of events described requires speed.
I quit wondering a long time ago. You surely don't believe those fairy tales in Genesis, do you?
Well, it seems to me that it's easier to believe those fairy tales in Genesis than it is to believe that a creation of such complexity and design could just happen.
That's right. All the theories in this book are a lot harder to swallow than the fact that God created it all.
Come on, Jim. You can't say that.
You know that a theory of evolution
yeah,
is...
Yeah, if you set their left out to reach the final state, too. Please,
you don't have a shame to admit to the whole class.
You're not ashamed to admit to the entire class that you think God created it all.
And why should I be ashamed if I believe it?
Come on, Jim. You can't say that you believe all this without some reservation.
Oh, Pete, can't you see that book you're filling your head with a bunch of junk that doesn't make any sense? All right,
tell me. Do all of you think that God
that
just
you think
waved
God
his magic wand, and presto, here we are.
Presto!
Well, now, I, for one, don't claim to know everything about it. Well, I don't know how God did it, or how long one of God's working days may have lasted. But there are a lot of things which he doesn't explain in detail, just as a surgeon doesn't explain the minor points of an operation, or an electrician, the workings of electricity. But the results are there, and we believe them and their results. So I find no trouble in believing that. In the beginning,
God created the heaven and the earth and the waters, grass, and herbs, and fruit trees.
And then God said, that's good.
God made the rivers and the rocks and the sand. Everything came out just the way that he planned.
He made the sun and the moon and stars.
He has seven moons and nights.
It took him 6 days to make the planet. So on the seventh day, he rested.
And said,
God looked at everything he made and saw that it was very good. It took him 6 days to make everything. So on the seventh day, he rested. Then God made all the animals.
God made a duck and taught it to quack.
Every kind of animal that lives on earth.
He made the
wild animals.
He made the tiger and the grizzly bear. He made everything and everybody everywhere.
He made the sea. He let the fish and the whales.
He made the monkey and the bird and the spider.
And in the air, birds.
And with the
And then he rested and said,
that's good. In the beginning,
God made man in his own image. The first man.
God made a man on the very last day. Taught him to work, taught him to pray.
And only he was written to his side.
And his wife was Eve. Until one day, a wicked snake tricked them, making him into a bitten tree.
And then he rested and said,
before God made the heaven and the earth, there was nothing.
Nothing.
All these wonderful things were made by God. How do we know? The Bible tells us so.
Knowing what one believes is not enough. One must also understand what others believe. If not, he will either be led astray or be unable to lead others in his position. Thus, Christian students need to study evolution, if only to refute it. If one believes the Bible is the infallible, inerrant Word of God, he can easily say that an evolutionary position is not correct because it contradicts the Bible. But a person who does not accept the Bible will not automatically take that position. Can anything be done to show an evolutionist the error of his ways? The only thing that can be done is to show the weakness of the evolutionist's argument, and there are weaknesses, or to present scientific evidence as contrary to those he uses. A teacher must be careful not to dwell on this material. 5 years from now, few students will be able to recall the details, and they should not be taught as though expected to do so. The goal is clear exposure to these arguments so that students know they exist and know how to obtain information about them. Then they will not be led astray and will realize that somewhere someone could give an answer. That is often all that is necessary to keep from falling prey to the enemy.
And let us not forget the effects of Darwin's theories. Darwin's support of the inheritance of acquired characteristics and improvement through struggle was just what many of the people of his day wanted. In fact, a contemporary of Darwin, a Mr. Karl Marx, was so in favor of these evolutionary concepts that he wanted to dedicate his communistic work, Das Kapital, to Darwin. Darwin's theories are comparable with communism, which teaches that through collective effort, man can improve his existence. Because It supported communistic philosophy. Lamarck's concept of the inheritance of acquired characteristics was until recently officially supported by the Russian government. Darwin's theories have been used to support environmental determinism, the concept that the environment determines what an individual is. The concept blames the world around a person for the sin he commits. According to environmental determinism, a drunkard is not a sinner because he drinks, but a victim of his environment. His environment drove him to drink. The Christian view of man, that man was created perfect, but is now a wicked sinner who is responsible for his sin, is by comparison unappealing. The Bible places the blame for sin on the individual. It says that man cannot save himself, but is in need of the Savior. Darwinian evolution promises great things in the future if man works at it. Darwinism is therefore contrary to God and His Word in that it blames natural causes for man's present state and hopes in natural causes for man's future. In contrast, the Bible blames man for his condition and presents God as man's only hope. That was Biology for Christian Schools, Teacher's Edition, published by Bob Jones University, written by William S. Pinkston. Yes, that was a real textbook.
Now, religion's done so much to better mankind.
Oh, hell yeah.
That they might as well disregard the separation of church and state in the Constitution and bring it on in just so they can say that they've got critical thinking in regards to teaching evolution. They get to teach a conflicting standpoint now.
No surprise that it's the Christian myth. We didn't use some African myth. There's no tree. Even this ridiculous Supreme Court that elected Bush president is going to have to crush this thing. No. The school board voted this thing in. Three of them are up for election, if any of you in Cobb County are interested. Last day to register to vote is Monday. Still have a chance. That's my public service portion of the show. It passed unanimously. They voted to teach Christian mythology in science class. The county council, is that what you call him?
With K's.
He practically begged the school board not to pass it because someone's going to sue. Cobb County's going to fight it, and then they're going to lose. And you know what? The roads around here already suck because Rush Limbaugh told these people not to vote to increase taxes. Of course, they don't realize that you have to pay taxes to fill in the potholes and keep the sewer water moving through the sewer. So yeah, that's where we stand. And guess what? Christianity is stupid.
Bam! Play it.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said. The loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Did you hear that? Give up. Did you hear that? Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Give up. 17 hours of save. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
Shop as usual and avoid panic buying.
Well, of course, all of us subgenius know that on Mutantis, our distant, distant, distant ancestors, the pureblood Yetis, bred the Pinks in a laboratory setting. I don't quite recall what the purpose was. Maybe for slavery, maybe for food. I'm not quite sure. But we bred the Pinks. We are living with our shame today because someone fell asleep at the switch. The Pinks got loose. They started to breed like mad. They started to organize themselves. They attempted to interpret the little slivers of the truth that they knew and put it together into some weird amalgam of Jehovah worshiping. We're not supposed to be worshiping Jehovah. We're supposed to be building giant weapons to defeat Jehovah. He's a killer alien, for Christ's sake. But these people worship Jehovah. See, they're just very confused. So it's basically all our fault. Some slack bastard ancestor of ours, probably a common ancestor, since there's so little Yeti DNA left in the gene pool, just quit his job and slacked off, and that's why we have pink boys all over the damn place, and we're hunted for food.
You know, you said you're supposed to kill Jehovah, for Christ's sake.
Well, yeah. You think Christ is happy about it? Man, the last mission he got sent down here on was did not turn out too well.
He knew the job was dangerous.
Yeah, but damn, as you know, he's back, and he is the fighting Jesus, and he's not going to be bending over for nobody's sins this time.
So what do you suggest?
Well, I would suggest we call up the National Guard and bring them all in, but, you know.
Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Whisper a prayer. Jesus may come in the morning. Usually.
By God, so you are a character, that you are.
Jesus may come in the morning. Jesus may come at moon. Jesus. May come in the evening, so keep your heart in tune.
This is the weatherman on the crystal microphone.
Blah.
Not originally had sex, because that brings you back to the original sin.
You just blowed my mind, dude.
Well, they're trying to, what they were trying to blame? Who are they blaming? Somebody got blamed?
Well, it's pretty clear that we have absolutely no control over our own lives, and that God is in charge of everything. And
but
that if,
Rush chooses free will.
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
Hmm? I will choose free will. Hey, if it came from a Canadian's mouth, it must be true.
They tell us that. They tell us that. We lost our tails. Evolving up from little snails.
I say it's gone.
Just wind and sails. Are we not men?
We are Devo.
De-evolution! Back to the trees, peeps.
It's easier and easier to believe in de-evolution the longer I live. I thought it was just ha-ha, funny joke, a little statement on ha-ha, Reagan America. It's not a joke.
No, these cats were from Akron, Ohio. They had to rebel against the same... They had Midwest crap to deal with.
Yeah, Rust Belt crap.
Duty now for the future. So you don't have to necessarily be an activist for evolution, but every time you're behind a guy on the road who's got the truth fish swallowing the Darwin fish that's got feet...
Never let those people merge. I never let them merge.
They shouldn't.
Jesus will let them merge. They don't need my help.
Well, Jesus eventually come down and pick him up over the traffic.
That's right.
It's not Jesus' fault.
You should know that William Burroughs said, "Never trust a religious son of a bitch. He's always got God on his shoulder telling him how to screw ya." That's a paraphrase.
Never trust a junkie.
Yeah, here we go again. Damn, this is some funky sh** that I'd be laying down on your ass. This one goes out to all my homies working in the field of evolutionary science. Check it. F the dambrationists, those bunch of dumbass bitches. Every time I think of them, my trigger finger itches. They want to have their bullsh** taught in public class. Stephen Jay Gould should put his foot right up their ass. Noah and his ark. Adam and his Eve. Straight up fairy stories even children don't believe. I'm not saying there's no God, that's not for me to say. All I'm saying is the earth was not made in a day. F the creationists. F the creationists. Break it down. Ah damn, this is a funky jam. I'm about ready to kick this bitch back in. Check it. F the damn creationist, I say it with authority, because kicking their punk ass has been my paramount priority. Them whack ass bitches say evolution's just a theory. They best step off them brainless fools, I'll give them cause to fear me. The cosmos is expanding every second every day, but their minds are shrinking as they close their eyes and pray. They call their book science like the word could give them cred. If them bitches be scientists, then pat me in the head. F the creationists. F the creationists. F the creationists. F the creationists. Base. Bring that in. Yeah, that's right. Them all motherfuckers. Punk-ass creationists, trying to set scientific thought back 400 years. Then, if them superstitious motherfuckers want to have that kind of party, I'm going to put my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Now the government's going to come down and tell these people they can't teach this stuff in the schools. But there's a reason. You're supposed to have the separation of church and state.
Monkey trial.
Churches don't have to pay taxes, so they get to take all this money and basically not support.
They get to operate like any other business,
mm-hmm.
but without taxes. I mean, what business do you think Bob would go into? It's these modern parables that confuse me so.
It seems so unbelievable, and yet they say that it's true. They're teaching our children in school now that humans were monkeys once too. I'm no kin to the monkey, the monkey's no kin to me. I don't know much about his ancestors, but I did swing from a tree. Although it's so ridiculous, they teach them now it is true. The teachers that came from a monkey would be better off in the zoo. Kin to the monkey's knee, I don't know ancestor imagery. If God's no king, the monkey's no king, I don't know much as who. To the monkey didn't swing from me.
Back when the Bible was done, like 2,000 years ago or whatever, people obviously lived for hundreds of years like Noah did. And then once the Dark Ages hit, they lived to like 30.
The Bible never lies. You know, history is always crystal clear. It never screws up anything. It never multiplies people's lifespans by a factor of 10 or 20. Of course, we've always measured years, days, hours, and everything
by the Christian calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is funny, being that it wasn't around. It was all spoken word history.
Operator.
But nobody can remember what words started the little playtime.
Luckily, there's an evolution of human society, because 500 years ago, people like us were burned at the stake. 50 years ago, we were imprisoned, and now they give us our own radio show. So perhaps in 50 more years, we'll actually get paid.
Oh, woo, woo. Ooh. Yeah, but, so
it's pretty obvious that regardless of how the hell we got here, we are evolving and are changing, thankfully, which is good.
Now, those transitional fossils are tools of the devil to test everyone's faith in God and creationism.
See how logical it all is?
Christians, it's the devil.
Christian science. See, it all works.
Now, Christian scientists are different. James Hetfield from Metallica, his parents wouldn't let him go to the doctor when he got sick, and the mom died from something that the doctor maybe could have fixed.
No pity. No pity whatsoever. Now that's natural selection.
Well, if you delude yourself out of living...
If you die for a bad idea, then be aware that you are a part of natural selection. If you are killed for someone else's bad idea...
Charlton Heston, he was in those Bible movies, and he likes guns. If there's right-wingers, why aren't there wrong-wingers?
Do you remember God? Benevolent, omniscient,
and delicious.
God is back and better than ever in Glorpco's new pseudo food product, Holy O's. Available in Rhapsodic Raspberry, Tangy Stigmata Swirl, or Transubstantiated Tangerine. Like he said, folks, eat of my flesh.
Buy this product or face eternal torment worse than your current life.
Holyos.
Our forefathers had the foresight to know that you have to keep religious interests away from the state. People ditched England, Protestants people. I mean, come on, there's a reason they fled what was going on.
And it continues today. People still flee religious persecution and come to this country. The Dalai freaking Lama came to this country.
Sure.
Of course, CIA was supporting him and then got him out, and he was not really actually a nice guy, but
I'm
whatever.
Sorry, what was that about the CIA? Hello, Dalai. Well, llamas have those sacks.
Yes, they do.
No, I don't know if they do. Evolution should be taught in school, and creationism could be taught in church.
And I say unto you that thou art all gods.
Yeah, they say. I think that if there is a supreme deity, maybe he spread himself out amongst each and every one of us and let us bloom in our own way.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Preposterous.
I am God. You are God.
Nonsensical.
We are all God.
Our God doesn't operate that way.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Preposterous.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Ridiculous.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Nonsensical.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
How can cultists so twist and pervert the plainness of what the Bible actually says?
Our churches today are full of a bunch of spiritual retards with a bunch of brain fleshers for preachers.
Free of fear.
And as far as I'm concerned,
are peaceful and happy.
I'd be glad when black people.
We cannot fully bring another to peace and happiness. So just once more with feeling.
Judgment.
Free from mentors. I am God.
Lucifer.
You are God.
perished.
We are all
punished. Well, sweet. There was lots of gods out there. But the God of the Christian Bible is the only one.
Death is absolutely safe. I am God.
Until the end.
You are God.
From the beginning.
We are all God.
And he was the only one.
I am God.
And yet,
you are God.
Our people don't understand.
We are all God.
What he is saying.
I am God. You are God. We are all God. And unless we are free of fear, peace. I am God. You are God. We are all God.
No cathedral, temple, or monastery.
I am God.
No donation.
You are God.
No solicitation.
We are all God.
No priest, rabbi, minister, or monk.
I am God.
No pension.
You are God.
Sermon.
We are all God.
Chant, costume, candle, or hymn. No picnic.
You are God.
Party.
We are all God.
Dance or bingo.
Yes.
No image, benign, bereaved, or crucified. No ordained saint or confirmed miracle. No literature but one book. And no God but Allah.
The funny thing about a scientific theory like evolution is that because it's called a theory and not a law, if something comes up to change evolution, contrary evidence, then that's not a problem. They change it. Oh, it's a theory. Evolution makes no claim to be the absolute truth. There are certain deluded people who treat science as a religion and claim that the theory of evolution is in fact rock solid law, but those people are fools. As big of fools, if not bigger, than the religious idiots who use the Bible to prove the Bible. Regardless of the myth, whether it's Zeus or Yahweh or Jehovah, whoever created it,
Elron,
the creationist answer just creates more questions, as in, who created God? And to say that God has always been and always will be is patently ridiculous on the surface. It's an obvious lie. What do you think the ants think about us? We are to the bugs as God is to us. There's no way to perceive this. You just have to shoot blindly until you kill him.
I think there was a doctor god who created the god monster. He was attacked by the villagers.
The villager gods.
Up in heaven, next to Mount Olympus. Eventually, he just became known as God. Like the Frankenstein monster eventually became known as Frankenstein.
Right.
Same
right.
deal. Exact same deal, really.
The god monster. Why not teach a more logical form of creationism, which states that some technological race from another planet came down here, cooked us in a petri dish, created us, and then left and said, "You're on your own, jackass." You know,
I hate to be the democracy nerd, but this is the kind of shit that happens when you don't vote. The less people that vote in an election, the more your vote counts. Your vote counts more in the small elections and the runoffs than it does in the big boys.
Well, you know, when the Baptists move in, they're organized, and they get to church, and they say, everybody show up to this board meeting, and they gang up on the lazy people who assume that everything's going to be just fine. I'm going to stay home and watch the game. Because you assume stuff's going to get taken care of, because you don't really think about the zealots out there. You try to tune them out. They're like static background noise. Yeah, you're right. Those who stick their necks out too far get their heads chopped off.
Yes, it sure is.
That's at least natural selection. But then other people are a little more cautious and take the same ideas and proceed forward with thinking. Yeah. I think that discounting evolution is putting a cast that won't let things grow.
You can't discount something. That the main argument they have is that, well, there are all these flaws with evolution. It's a scientific theory. Scientific theories have flaws up until the point they become scientific laws. There are a hell of a lot more theories than there are laws.
But the people who believe in creationism say that their idea, because goddamn if they call it a theory, then they're wrong. They say that it's just as right as the other unproven line of thinking.
Which, of course, is the gateway to all kinds of
bad logic,
asinine statements, you know. Oh, great, well then I can just say anything, and it's as right as evolution, because evolution hadn't been proved. Yeah, but unfortunately there's hundreds of years of scientific data and fossil records and tweaking of the theory, so to even get into the same ballpark with your stupid little idea, you'd better put it on the table and watch it get hammered and hammered and hammered and hammered, which they can't take. I mean, when a scientist comes up with a theory and publishes it, 10 other scientists rip into him, and you can't do that with religion. It's a hive mindset, and I think that may be what we are evolving into, is hive creatures. The next evolutionary step may in fact be telepathy, where we all hear each other's thoughts and privacy just vanishes into the wind.
You know, the internet leads us to stay in our homes more.
Yes.
And keeps us interconnected with ideas and thinking.
Thank you.
human sacrifice bullish religion that wants to be in schools? Want myths taught in science class?
You know why they don't believe in natural selection?
Because they're living proof of the fact that natural selection is no longer in effect.
It's been removed as part of our society.
Through science and antibiotics and...
You've got to be stupider than hell to die nowadays, prematurely. And,
or unlucky.
They call it the Darwin Awards because it's evolution.
Is it that people just refuse to take Christians seriously? When you read the truth, like we just heard.
Oh, sure, sure. No, I mean, it goes all the way back to, let's see, when they came up in Rome, and later on there with the Crusades. There has been some good done.
The Inquisition?
Well, see, they can't...
No,
yes.
Okay. Manifest Destiny was espoused Christian, Cotton Mather.
They like Manifest Destiny, but they don't like natural selection. It's pretty weird.
And yes, I do realize that you can't really blame Christianity for the behavior of a few nuts, that nuts will use whatever as an excuse. So you can't blame a specific religion like Christianity or Islam.
The doctrine is a virus, and it passes through the generations, and people get more and more zealous about it and use it to make major decisions that affect other people who don't believe the same as they.
That about sums it up.
You've been listening to Bob Slacktime Funhouse. We are the Lymph Node Institute.
Tune in next week for Susie.
Oh, we did a performance. It was cool. You missed it.
Should have been there.
Tag, you're it.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, write to them at P.O. Box 204-206, Austin, Texas, 78720-420. Or visit them online at
www.subgenius.com. Heard things by people.
You've heard a reading from a creationist biology textbook, an unwitting collaboration on the creation from I Wonder, a musical drama by R.K. Wells, performed by the Agape Players, and the First Baptist Church of Sachs, Oklahoma, along with Hugh Jass. No, that's not his name. Hugh James, reading from A Child's Introduction to God and Religion. That's right. Like the Catholics say, we've got to get them when they're young.
You heard Negative Land with Christianity is Stupid.
Negative Land's good old Pastor Dick singing Whisper a Prayer. LNI doing a little bit of Jocko Homo. The ever so pertinent MC Hawking with Cuff. The Creationists. The Hal Webb team performed the scratchy and mercifully short I'm No Kin to the Monkey. Mr. Bungle covering DRI's I Don't Need Society. LNI with the Holy O's ad. Negative Land again, three times in the first half hour.
With I'm God.
Don Wurtzen with God Invaded Our Planet. That's from the musical Breakthrough. The Singing Churchman with O God to Whom All Vengeance Belongeth, which they refer to as a fitting climax. Another unintentional collaboration of Master Designer from Tell It Like It Is, performed by the Chapel Choir of the First Presbyterian Church of Orlando, Florida, the Wee Choir of Lees McRae College of Banner Elk, North Carolina, and the Mr. Paul Singers of Cherryville, North Carolina.
You have heard Do the Evolution by Pearl Jam.
And in the background is the Butthole Surfers performing The Lord is a Monkey.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
Please visit us online at
www.lymphnodeinstitute.com or
a shout out at
www.mp3.com/LNI or write to us at P.O. Box 670-541 Marietta, Georgia 30066 -0126.
Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
Thank you.
I'm not even sure there is a God.
Shh. I can't take you anywhere. Please.
Henry, why don't you wake up? Darwin was wrong. Man's still an ape.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Superior mutants.
Repent.
Quit your job.
The world ends tomorrow.
And you may die.
Well, no, probably not, but whatever you do,
just keep listening.
The Church of the Subgenius could save your sanity with...
Are we controlled by secret forces?
Do you ever get the feeling that free will is a joke?
Do people think you're strange?
Do you? Then you may be on the right track.
Are alien space monsters bringing startling new worlds?
Jehovah is an alien and still threatens this planet.
Now, at last,
the step-by-step process is revealed.
This is it. The only faith that promises action, thrills, success in sex and business. Get all your slack and more
every Saturday night at midnight right here on WREK Atlanta. Reverend Ivan Stang presents the Hour of Slack. Slack.
Stereo WREK Atlanta.
The cold, we under all we are.